540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But it gave my mom and me more time to plan, together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive with Chris Hahn. It's available wherever fine podcasts and not so fine podcasts, I might add, are found. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. I'll be on TV a bunch across a variety of channels. So just follow me there and you'll know when and where I'm going to be on. Joe Walsh is a former congressman representing the great state of Illinois, turned radio host. And now he's a former Republican who, by the way, was on CNN this afternoon. And I watched it just for him. Joe, how you doing?
Chris, you actually watched CNN today. You watched me.
I tuned in just because you were coming on. I saw your tweet because I actually see your tweets. You don't see my tweets. You have too many people following you. But I see yours because I always retweet you, and I guess you come up in my feed a lot because you're saying you're like a truth bomb out there, and you're saying what I'm saying, that the Democrats need to get serious in this election and start swinging. And I saw you today talking about Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And I know you're as outraged as me that Herschel Walker is even a candidate.
Think about this, Chris. And I say this as a former Republican. Herschel Walker has no business being a United States senator. But right now, there's a 50-50 shot he's going to win.
Yeah,
I don't. Again, I'm not Warnock, but if I were Warnock from day one, I'd have been just going after him and how unfit he is.
I mean, he's clearly unfit. I mean, you know, I was shocked that pundits after he debated last Friday night were suggesting that he did well. I mean, Joe, if you or I pulled out a toy badge on a stage to say that we were a cop.
Yeah,
we would be done. I'd be done doing it on television. I mean, just from this career, let alone the United States Senate, which is supposed to be the great debating body in the world. And quite frankly, supposed to be the cooling saucer of the Republic.
Well, look, there were negative expectations for him.
Yeah.
So for him just to stand at a podium for an hour and not say anything would have exceeded expectations. But this is really serious. Look, we're super tribal. What we're seeing in all these polls, Chris, is Republicans are coming home and just supporting Republicans no matter what. That's going to help guys like Herschel Walker in Georgia.
I think these polls are underestimating the female turnout, and I think that's going to benefit Democrats. I think there is a... Just similarly to the way they underestimated the white working class male turnout in 2016.
Yeah.
I don't think they're capturing, they haven't adjusted to what happened over the summer. They are still modeling after 2021, 2020, and 20.
Yeah.
You know, so their models, in my opinion, are missing the anger among women. I look at what's happening in Georgia right now with the early vote. We all know that, you know, Jesus Trump, doesn't allow them to vote early.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, I don't know if you agree with me on that or not. I don't know if you read polls, you know, for sport like I do.
I don't, Chris, but I pay attention a little bit. I don't know if I'd go as far as you as to say I think the polls aren't recognizing the huge Democratic anger among women and young people. All I can say is I hope you're right, because history says Republicans are going to win in November. We can argue about it, but when people talk about the economy, inflation, they're concerned about that stuff. That's going to help Republicans. Republicans do a great job of, and Democrats don't know how to combat the issue of crime.
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt them. But I hope you're right. I hope there's something right now that we have no freaking clue how many young people and women are going to vote. I hope that's the case.
Now, it's year after year after year, election after election, this crime meme that Republicans put out there. And you're right. Democrats have never combated it. And I think I made this point. I think that we would have had more seats in 2020 in the Senate and in the House, but for the defund the police movement, which I think was one of the dumbest, most ridiculous things anybody ever came up with in the history of politics.
Yeah.
And it defeated their own cause. What they really wanted to do was reform the police. And you could get everybody to agree with that. But you can't get them to say no police. That was just dumb.
You're right, Chris. That was the latest example. But throughout your and my lifetime, and look, I played this game when I was a Republican, and I played this game when I was a conservative talk radio host. It's really easy to say Democrats are soft on crime.
Yeah.
Because there's a segment of the left that is very soft on crime. And then what we on the right would do is we'd tag the whole party with it.
Yeah.
The problem is, where the hell are the Democrats who fight back on this issue and every issue? I just don't see fighters among Democrats.
Well, I thought Val Demings did a pretty good job.
She was great.
You know, I mean, she's like, you're telling me I'm soft on crime? And then she went through the whole career and her husband's career and like, you know, come on. You know, I mean, but that gets so little play.
Yeah, and she's in a tough race. And Marco Rubio, look, talk about a disappearing human being.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pathetic how little he is. Val Demings was great. I think Tim Ryan in Ohio has run a good get-in-your-face kind of campaign against the Republicans. There just aren't enough of them. And Joe Biden, he's done some really good things. He's had some accomplishments. But he's not the kind of guy anymore who can communicate this urgency. Like, we got to punch back.
Yeah, yeah. Who can?
Well, you'd know better than I do. When I look at the major Democratic figures right now, I got to be honest, as a guy who doesn't want my former party to win, I get scared because I don't know who can get into a ring with Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or any of these jerks, any of these bullies.
Yeah.
You got to have a Democrat who kind of talks like you and me and is willing to fight. I don't know who that is.
I look around the country and I don't know either. And that's what scares me, right? It's like,
that's a problem.
You know, I'm like thinking to myself, who is our not? Look, if it's not Joe Biden, and quite frankly, I'm not sold that it's not going to be Joe Biden. And for a variety of reasons. And I think Joe Biden would beat Donald Trump again. I do. I don't know that he would beat somebody other than Trump, but I think he'd beat Trump. I don't think Trump's going to run. But I think if Trump runs, Joe should run. You know, it's, you know, Joe's not that much older than Trump, and he's in a much better shape than Trump, frankly.
I think Trump is going to run. I think he's going to announce in between the midterms and Thanksgiving. He'll take credit for the midterms. And he's going to be tough to beat. And I think he's going to run just to try to help keep all of these indictments off of his back.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's going to work. I think he's got to be indicted for these documents, particularly since that was his whole reason for being. He became president by claiming his opponent couldn't be trusted with classified information. And he pushed for stricter laws on this stuff. And he got them. And he signed them. And I think he's got to be indicted under them.
there's about 100 things he should be indicted under for. And look, first president in American history who tried to overthrow an American election.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not indicted for that, for January 6th, I don't know what he would be for.
It is amazing to me. The party that's tough on crime, you know, is basically whitewashing an attack on police officers on January 6th, an attack on the Capitol, attack on the Republic. They're just saying, no, that wasn't crime. These were just overzealous patriots.
Hey, Chris, you're right. My former political party can never say they're the party of law and order again. The hypocrisy of going after the FBI, the Capitol Hill police. But when you and I, when we talk about crime, most Americans are concerned about crime on the streets.
Yep.
And Republicans use that to scare the hell out of voters. And Democrats just kind of don't push back.
Yeah, they don't have a good answer for it. And it's like the thoughts are going through their mind. Which constituency am I going to piss off?
Right.
And that's
right.
Part of the problem with having a big tent, right? You're always going to piss somebody off. But I think, you know, that's what primaries are for. Pick your candidate. And then after you pick your candidate, you move on with that candidate, good or bad, you know, and you know, you think about the alternative. You're not like Joe Biden used to say, don't compare me to the Almighty. Compare me to the alternative.
Right.
All right, Joe, I'm going to take a quick break. Cool. I'm going to pay some bills here and I'll come right back with more from Joe Walsh, former Congressman Joe Walsh. You're listening to the Chris Hodge Show.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me. Your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Lows dip down to about 15 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, if you missed a second of my interview with the great Joe Walsh, check it out in the Aggressive Progressive podcast this coming Tuesday. And always download that podcast and tell your friends about it. And I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Back with Joe Walsh. Joe, so, you know, these midterms, I look around the country.
By the way, Chris, can I just say this?
Yes.
One of the reasons I love being on with you is I love the fact that you play old Billy Joel. Man, oh, man. Oh.
So you're the second guest in a row to mention old Billy Joel songs that my podcast listeners will not hear, but this will stay in the podcast. Because on my podcast, I don't have the rights to Billy Joel. Here on the radio, I have the, and first of all, you do know that I am Long Island, right? I am Long Island to the core.
I know. It's in your blood.
So, and every Long Islander has Billy Joel stories. And I have many Billy Joel stories, especially when I worked for Senator Schumer. I got to spend a lot of time with Billy Joel. It was one of the great thrills of my career, frankly.
Yeah.
So yes, Billy Joel is the man. And, you know, I when he started doing a residency at Madison Square Garden, a friend of mine who I go to a lot of concerts with, we were like, how many times a year are we going to go see him? Like 2, 3, 4? Like I've seen him like 20 times. So yes. And it is. And by the way, Joe, I tell this story a lot. I go to Billy Joel concerts all the time. And you look around Billy Joel concerts, it's like middle-aged, mostly white. And I'm assuming 70% of the people in there don't agree with me politically.
Oh, yeah.
But when Billy Joel sings Piano Man, we all stand up and we sing Piano Man.
Amen.
Right? And it gives me hope. It's like me and you. Like, you and I, we've been talking politics back when you were like Joe Walsh, you know, conservative firebrand radio host. I think I may have even debated you on Fox when you were actually a member of Congress.
Would fight on Fox News.
Yes. I never thought you were a bad human being. I didn't like your positions. Right?
Right.
But I love you now. I see your stuff. I'm following you. I'm reading what you're writing. And you know what I love the most about you is you seek the truth. And and that's the kind of thing, like when you go to a concert like that, and I'm a Yankee fan, I'm going to be at the game on Saturday. I know most of the people that don't agree with me. People recognize, you know how I know it. I get recognized a lot there. Right.
Yeah.
And most
yeah.
people know me from Fox. The News Nation stuff hasn't really caught on yet, but the people know me from Fox. And they come up to me and they're nice as hell, and it gives me hope.
It's a riot.
It gives me hope. I don't know if you've got the same reaction from people out there. I mean, you're out there. You have been very critical of Trump.
Yeah.
And you were once a supporter of Trump, so I don't know if people, you know, they recognize you from television or they recognize you from being their congressman. Are they
giving you hope, or are they giving you, are you feeling sad about it?
Well, I mean, generally, because I left the right and I left the mega cult, I mean, those people hate me, and I'm a traitor, and I still get threats and all of that every day. I find hope when I think about the rest of the country. I mean, people like you, though you and I always did get along personally.
Yes.
But a lot of people on the left who hated me, now, you know, I can lock arms with, because we're in this battle to save democracy.
Mm. Mm.
And I think we're going to be in it for a while, and I think it's a damn good thing.
I think we're going to be in it for a while, too. I just hope we win it. You know, it's like, you know, I always think, you know, I'm so lucky, fortunate in life to be here at this time, right? At the greatness, the pinnacle of American greatness, where we had access to so much. And we had access to so much because of the stability of our politics, quite frankly.
We're not going to win it if people don't vote in 3 weeks. I mean, I keep seeing polls where 23% of young people in America think they're going to vote. 23%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, if that happens, if people don't come out, I mean, this is the first election, the first national election since my former political party tried to overthrow an election.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get everybody up off their ass and vote, then we're cooked.
I don't know how anybody is even, you know, anybody who believes in democracy could see how these people are whitewashing this nonsense and still think it's okay to give them another chance. Oh, gas is up 50 cents a gallon. We gotta get rid of everything. I don't get it. I don't. I get it. People are hurting. I get that part. I get that part crystal clear. I mean, look, I do really well, and I'm concerned about prices.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I don't understand how that can drive you more than the fear that we might slip into something very different than what we are.
Because I think our candidates and the Democrats have done a lousy job of explaining what they mean when they say our democracy is endangered. I think most people don't understand what that means.
Mm.
They don't get it. I think they care. I think they would fight to save our democracy. I don't think they know what that means. And I put that on us and candidates for not explaining it well enough.
What do you think it would take to explain it well enough, though? Like, what is it going to take? I mean, there's a certain segment of the population who totally gets it, but then there's a big segment that doesn't.
Yeah, and forget them. And again, I talk to MEGA every day. Most MEGA don't care.
Mm.
They don't believe it, and they don't care. But there are so many low-information voters in the middle,
yeah,
who just don't understand what you mean. And so you got to really drill down. And you drill down to this, Chris. We have elections every 2 years. There are winners and losers.
Yep.
All of us Americans, there's this silent promise, pledge we've made with each other that we accept the results. Of
right.
The election.
You tip
if you
your
take
cap.
That away, if you take that away, the democracy's done.
It's insane. It's insane. All right, Joe, I'm going to take one more quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some other stuff. Stick around.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, November 20th at the DoubleTree Hotel on East Washington in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for free tickets at madcitybridalexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets also available at the door for just $10. Read all the details at madcitybridalexpo.com. Like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo, Sunday, November 20th at the DoubleTree in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What is dadication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can't ignore the truth forever, so listen up. The Chris Hahn Show.
Hey. Yeah. Voice. Yeah.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. If you missed a second of my interview with former Congressman Joe Walsh, it'll be in the Aggressive Progressive Podcast on Tuesday. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram to find out where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing. I'm not just on Fox and Fox Business anymore, so you got to follow me carefully, and I'll tell you where I'm going to be so you don't have to keep flipping the channels trying to find me all the time. All right, I'm back with Joe Walsh. Joe, we're heading into this midterm election. You know, people say that Trump created this emotional bond with his supporters that is why they are so fervent about him. And I will tell you, I have an emotional bond with the New York Yankees. But when they lost last night, I did not try to kill any umpires, and nor would I ever. I would say we need a better bullpen, which is true. So I don't get it, yeah. Joe. I don't understand it. I mean, you feel that?
I come from that world. So I escaped the cult. I'm a reformed gangbanger. So I get it. Look, for years and years, these people have felt beaten down, ignored, laughed at, and dismissed. And along came a jackass who said, I'm going to punch those people who've been laughing at you, dismissing you, and ignoring you.
Right.
And the minute he said that to them, because they all told me this, they all said, finally, I got my guy. Mm. And they have clung to him ever since, because he punches the people that they believe have been punching them forever.
Why do you think they believe that? You think that they just don't, like, do you think it's that they can't compete in this economy, or was there something that should have been done to bring them along in the economy that was not done? And by the way,
yeah,
it wasn't just Democrats who didn't do it, and Donald Trump didn't even do it.
No, I'm not just talking about Republicans. Look, the Democrats kind of suck too, and that's why Bernie Sanders was so popular.
Yeah.
These we're talking about voters that were ignored. I think a big part of it is we're talking about middle-aged and older white men and women.
Yeah.
And in their defense, you know, stuff's been changing like really fast, and it's dizzy how like they believe their America has almost changed overnight.
Yeah.
Now, what should have happened, Chris, is we should have sat them down and talked to them and educated them and told them what was going on. But too often we just ignored them, so they grew more bitter and resentful.
Yeah. But they didn't get anything for their bitterness and resentment that gave them that. I mean, I don't feel like he was good for them.
Oh, no, it's all bull.
Right.
He's a demagogue. He sold them a bunch of lies.
Right.
He told them, if you vote for me, I'll bring that coal plant back. If you vote for me, I'll let you say Merry Christmas again.
Right.
If you vote for me, men will marry women and women will marry men.
I used to always love it. I used to go on O'Reilly regularly.
Yeah.
And O'Reilly would always start the war on Christmas sometime right around now.
That was his issue.
It was his favorite thing to talk about. And today, before I had to go buy a light bulb on my way to the studio because my daughter's lights were out in her room. And I needed a specialized light bulb that I did not have in the house. So I went to a major box store to buy a light bulb. And when I walked in, I saw a lot of Christmas trees. So the war on Christmas has begun, and Christmas has already advanced into the stores, and they are taking over. Like the war on Christmas is the biggest joke in the world.
Well, but Chris, you know how this works, because I used to do some of that in right-wing media. You find one example in South Dakota of a parade, a Christmas parade, that won't allow religious songs like Silent Night is the Parade.
Right.
You find one example of that, and you go on Fox News that night, and they tell you, Hannity or Carlson will tell you, this is happening all over the country.
The liberals are trying to brainwash your children.
Example.
Right. Right. The best is when they would talk about Santa Claus and how liberals are trying to get rid of Santa Claus. And I grew up in a very evangelical Christian home, like super, you know, my mother and I do not agree politically. We can't even talk about politics. Thanksgiving, we talk about vacations, the kids, and that's it. We do not talk about politics in my house. But Santa Claus,
was the devil, according to my mother. Okay. And I would go on Fox News and I would debate with Megyn freaking Kelly about Santa Claus and how liberals are trying to get rid of Santa Claus. I'm like, it's not just liberals trying to get rid of Santa Claus. It's evangelical Christians who I don't understand how they support these people. I don't get it. I mean, Herschel Walker, you tell me evangelical Christians are going to vote for that guy?
Yeah, because they believe he's found redemption.
Yeah.
Again, in their heads, they can use any justification. Chris, it's the same. I mean, again, this culture war BS, of which I was guilty of playing too much as well. Again, you find one example of a high school where a transgender male is in the girls' locker room or shower, and you make it sound like this is a pandemic all over the country.
It's insane.
But going back to what you and I talked about before, Chris, Democrats don't fight on this culture war stuff. I think if they fought back, most Americans agree with them on this BS.
Yeah. I mean, I always say the most popular appearance I ever did on Fox was when I just told some conservative to stop being an idiot on TV. Michael Knowles, I called him out. He was like name calling against Greta Thunberg. Everybody talks about my appearances with Giuliani and how they were great appearances.
Yeah.
But the one people always brings up to me, I remember when you punched that guy in the face. I mean, I didn't literally punch him in the face, but like he was saying something and I told him to stop talking. You know, you're a grown man on national television and you're making fun of a child. If you had any way to figure out this issue, if you had any real solutions here, you wouldn't have to do that. And I don't understand why I get it. I have been in politics and I've worked for cautious politicians who've won and I've worked for aggressive politicians who've lost. And I get that there's some of that to it, but it always seems that it's the Democrats who are most cautious.
I don't think, Chris, I don't think Democrats have recognized that we're living in a very populist moment in American history.
Yeah.
Regular people are pissed off at our institutions and political system, I believe, with a lot of good cause. Now, Republicans use that, and they propose ugly, bad, evil populist answers. But Democrats don't even recognize this populist anger and how to channel it to good ends.
Mm.
It's a shame because they're just ceding the whole turf to Republicans.
We can't let them do that. All right. I only have a couple minutes left with you. I got to ask you about Kevin McCarthy and the Congress. I mean, you knew the guy.
He's a tool. He's a freaking tool.
I agree 100%. But this whole situation, like earlier this week, saying there will not be a blank check for Ukraine. This is a guy who made it very clear that he understood that Donald Trump was somehow in the pocket of Putin.
Yeah.
And now he's out there basically parroting Putin talking points. Well, you shouldn't be giving the money here. He's aiding and abetting this guy. I mean, what do you make of that?
And I know McCarthy well. And when McCarthy said that, Chris, I can tell you McCarthy doesn't believe that. That's McCarthy throwing a bone to his crazy wing, which is pro-Putin.
Right.
McCarthy's cut a deal with his crazy wing to let him be speaker. But in exchange for that, they've told McCarthy you've got to publicly voice our bottom line on a number of issues.
Mm.
McCarthy really doesn't believe that, and he won't push it. And by the way, it won't go anywhere because in the Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell are very pro. Let's help Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean McConnell came out and denounced it.
Yeah, McCarthy's a tool, Chris. All he wants to do is be speaker.
Do you think he will actually be speaker? Because I do not.
I do. I could be wrong, but I do only because I know he's cut a deal with the crazy.
Right.
To be, but
can you ever really cut a deal with somebody who's crazy? I mean, just
right. That's a great point, Chris. They could go back on the deal. But right now, he thinks he's got it.
I mean, I think he's not going to have as big a majority as he thinks. I think the majority will be between 10 and 20 seats, which is not a big margin of error in the House.
Have you given up all hope that he won't have a majority?
No, I think gerrymandering is a hell of a drug. And I think he wins on the gerrymander alone. And that's like 10 seats.
Do the Democrats hold the Senate?
The Democrats hold the Senate. I do not believe Herschel Walker will win. And I think Fetterman put on a tie today.
I saw that.
And I have been yelling into my podcast and into the radio and even on television when I hosted on News Nation over the summer. I said the man needs to put on a freaking tie. Because Pennsylvania is a 1% state, and if 1% of the people say, well, this guy's not taking it seriously, he's wearing a hoodie, and don't vote for him, he's going to lose. And he put on a tie today, and it made me very happy. And just like Herschel Walker, the bar for Fetterman in a debate is incredibly low.
Incredibly low.
And he's going to clear it. And then what are you? That's the end. He's going to win. I mean, the Democrat at the top of the ticket, Shapiro, is running away with it because he's running against a Nazi. So I don't know. Yeah. I think we hold on to the Senate. I think we might lose that New Mexico seat, but I think we're going to make up for it. I'm not giving up on Ohio either.
And, oh no, I want Tim Ryan to beat J.D. Vance. Here's the thing, though: if Republicans do take back the House, in a weird way, it will help Democrats in 24 because all Republicans are going to do is investigate stuff, impeach people, and not do a damn thing for the American people.
Well, Joe, as always, this has gone by incredibly fast because you're a great conversationalist, and I really do enjoy talking to you. Joe, where do you want people to find you?
On Twitter, at Walsh Freedom, and look for my podcast, White Flag with Joe Walsh. Chris Hahn, you're the best.
Joe Walsh, you are the best. Thank you for joining me. America, I'm going to take another quick break. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about other stuff. And you know where to find me. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY. Thanks for listening to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Ever dreamt of having a podcast made about your family? Now you can do just that with Family Sounds. Our team of professional radio and podcast producers will create audio documentaries about your family members and real life heroes. To learn more about Family Sounds and receive a special discount, visit www.family-sounds.com. Family Sounds, your memories in a podcast.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice. Where your mouth is.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Lows dip down to about 15. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow overnight with another inch Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Ignore everything else you heard today and listen up. The Chris Hahn Show is on the air.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download the podcast. If you missed a second of my interview with Joe Walsh, it will be in the Aggressive Progressive podcast on Tuesday. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Hope you like Joe. Joe's a great guy. Always like talking to him. All right, let me just put a bow on this week's conversation. I am not buying the polls, but that doesn't mean I think we should relax. I think you should buy the polls, freak out, and go out and vote. Period. Because if you don't, show up, and I look, if you're listening to me regularly, you show up, you vote. But you got to get your friends and your relatives and other like-minded people to show up at the polls, because the message that will be sent by the American people to these crazy right-wing nuts is go ahead, be crazy right-wing nuts. Make it harder for people to vote. Only count the votes when you win, because we want you to win forever. A woman's right to choose? No, nobody's right to choose. That's gone forever. A woman's body, we can tell them what to do whenever we want. It is vital, America, that you show up and you vote for people who share your views in November. Progressives, liberals, Democrats, people who believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. I know the Republicans are doing a pretty good job scaring you about crime, but they don't have any plans for crime. They don't. Oh, but their plans for crime is more guns. If we had more guns, there'd be less crime. No, well, it's the fact that we have the most guns per capita of any place on the planet, including war zones. That's why we have more violent crime in our cities than any other place on the planet. Because their guns are so easy to get. Republicans don't want to do anything about that. Now, they have no plan for that. No. They just want to scare you. And they want to show pictures of really big, mean-looking people. Almost always people of color, by the way, I might add. Because who are they trying to scare? Old white men. The fragilest people on the planet. Old white men who live in the suburbs, who've never really experienced crime in their life. Who live in gated communities. People living in the villages in Florida. Where, you need a... there's a security guard at the gate. You can't climb the wall. They should have got the guys who built the wall at the villages to build Trump's wall. Oh, no, that's their plan. Scare you. But then they get in. What are they going to do? We're going to give more money to the cops. We already have the most well-funded police forces in the world. So we'll give them more. Have you seen some of the equipment they show up with right now? And I'm all for them having all the equipment they want. I'm all for it. But that's their plan, right? Oh, they're going to defund the police. Nobody's defunding the police. Again, let me make this perfectly clear as one of the leading progressives in America. The slogan defund the police was the dumbest thing ever uttered by anyone politically in the last 100 years in this country. It was the dumbest political slogan ever, at least in my lifetime. Defund the police? Stupid. People who came up with that, they should be in a position where they make no decisions. Like they need a job like doing data entry. They need a mindless job. They should not be in politics. That's a dumb slogan. And it cost us seats in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. You could have gotten a lot more done in America, but for that slogan. Had that slogan never arose in 2020, Democrats would have had 53 seats in the Senate and a really strong majority in the House of Representatives. That slogan alone. Sorry, I digress. Get out and vote. Get angry, but don't be afraid of anything. Election time is coming, America. The work is here. Less than 3 weeks to Election Day. Less than 3 weeks to decide the fate of this nation. All right. I think you've all had enough from me for 1 week. So I'm going to remind you now, as I always do, to seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, America, even me. Seek the truth. Know it's out there. And I know you'll find it if you look for it. And I'll be back here again next week to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm Chris Hahn. Thanks for listening, America.
If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Wish our weekdays away, spend our weekends in bed. We drink ourselves stupid, or work ourselves dead, and all just because that's what mom and dad said we should do. We should run through the forests, we should swim in the streams, we should...
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.